Nibona. Hello, hello, Magazine. Today we are here to celebrate the realization of the dream of a very special woman. Busi Dube Makoni calls her Mamezala because she gave birth to her husband, Professor Sinfri Makoni. Mama's name was Matrina Marasha Makoni. I say was because Mama passed on in 2013. Well, she still lives because we see the results of her labor. She and her husband named their light-skinned skinny boy Sinfri. They wanted their son to be Sinfri, yes, free of sin. You are all here to celebrate the achievement of Mama Matrina Marasha Makoni's son. I cannot do that. I am here to celebrate Mama herself. The great guy you call Professor Makoni is Mama Matrina Marasha Makoni's light-skinned skinny boy from Kwekwe, Zimbabwe, the then Rhodesia. Mama Matrina Marasha Makoni had her own dreams, and her light-skinned skinny son had his own dreams too. He aspired to be a goalkeeper but ended up going to high school. He fled from being drafted into the Rhodesian army and ended up in Ghana doing his first degree. Returning to Zimbabwe, he tried to be a policeman, but Mama Matrina Marasha Makoni would not have it and intervened. She chased away the police when they came to take him for training. Mama Marasha Makoni's dream was big, way bigger than that of her son. Hers was unstoppable. Her son then applied to be a staff development fellow at the University of Zimbabwe, but the funding was earmarked for someone else. The decision makers were so impressed with his application that they funded him to go and study for a postgraduate diploma in Edinburgh. When he got to Edinburgh, he was so good that his friend Andrew Morrison convinced him to get funding for a PhD. Eventually, they got the funding, and there began the journey leading to where he is now. Some can say he was lucky, others can say it was all by chance, but I am here to say that special woman, staff nurse Mama Matrina Marasha Makoni, was committed to seeing her son becoming something bigger than he was aware of. She deprived him of doing house chores like other boys and girls did. She would hide him and allow him to enjoy reading. When they wanted him to get out of the house, she would say he was ill. Our Professor Sinfri Makoni was destined for who he is today. Destiny is not by magic, it is strategic. His mother did her part, and our dear Professor Sinfri Makoni has done his part. He has done the work, reading and writing, speaking and advising, inviting and promoting scholars from around the world to gather regularly to explore, discuss, ask, answer, and ponder. Halala, Professor Sinfri Makoni. Halala, Madube. This is all your work. You allowed your Isitandwa, your sweetheart, to focus on his work without any qualms. Halala. Everybody say halala. You are free to say congratulations in your own language. I'll say it in my Siswati, Sizulu, Sindebele, Sixhosa, ngithi halala, halala Makoni, halala mfowethu, siyakubongela.